This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today. And joining alongside me are my fellow samurai, Anthony.
Hello, everyone.
And Shabazz.
What up, players?
Oh, I like it a lot.
Traditional Japanese hello.
That is 1600 Japanese saying.
Yeah. In Japan in the 1600s, when the Portuguese came, they were like, what up, players? And the Portuguese were like, yeah,
they're
no.
Like, oh.
You're about to
No. That's not how we say hello.
And they took their crosses out.
took the crosses out immediately. I'm so excited to have some incredible guests joining us on the Movie Podcast today. You're going to hear all about our love for Shogun tomorrow in our review. So make sure you tune in for that. But we're so delighted to welcome back a returning special guest to the Movie Podcast, because joining us on the show after all of our lovely banter is friend of the show, Anna Sawai, making her return after joining us for Monarch Legacy of Monsters in December. She is now returning with another incredible, massive series in Shogun. So we're so delighted to talk with her. And we also have Carlos Rosario, who is the costume designer of Shogun, among many other incredible projects. If you look at Shogun, you know how beautiful and how authentic the show looks, and so much of that visual look from those costumes comes from Carlos. It truly was a pleasure to talk to with him, and of course to have Anna back. But before we get to all of that, this is the Movie Podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the week, including reviews, interviews, and discussions on all the latest movies and series. There's so much to look forward to. We're heading into March, where the Oscars are happening. You know, there's some cool stuff that we're going to be doing very, very soon that we can't wait to announce. So make sure you're following us on our socials to see all of the incredible stuff that we have coming up our way. And if you want to support us, help us keep the lights and the mics on, joining us on Patreon would be a huge help for us. You could also check out the link in our bio for Factor Meals if you want to get 50% off your first order if you are in the US. Before we get to the rest of the show, Anthony and Shabazz, you know, we've been really lucky with some incredible shows, and I know we're going to be talking all about Shogun tomorrow in our review. But if you wanted to give our listeners right now just a little taste of what's exciting you most for the show, Anthony, I'd love for you to start us off.
Yeah, Shogun's a special show. Like, it's unprecedented. It's fantastic. Its scale is huge. It is a series I did not expect to fall in love with. And, you know, after watching the whole season, it is an absolutely astonishing show that we were able to get this on our screens at home. Like, this is something you would see in the movies. That's how big this series is. But I really, really enjoyed the whole Shogun experience, and I can't wait to talk about it in our review.
I love it. Shabazz, how about yourself?
I think Anthony, you know, said a lot of exactly how I was feeling, and we're very lucky to have a show like Shogun where it is so authentic. It is so brave in making its decisions about kind of showing things that may upset people. And I think that's what I love about it. It's not like it's trying to be controversial. If anything, it's just trying to be itself. And that is some of the best TV out there, where it doesn't shy away from what happened. It doesn't try to change perspective. It's just giving it to you raw. And I think that's what I loved so much about the show. Also having, you know, returning fan favorite of ours, you know, one of our favorite guests, Anna Sawai, back, you know, fastest returning friend of the show, I think, as well, right? Like, we haven't had anyone that quickly right after just having them on the show.
No, I mean, other than Anthony, who, you know, thinks he's a member of the show, but he really is just a special guest for every episode.
For like a couple of years now.
Like 5 years now.
I know. So it's going to stay that way. It'll always have, and special guest Anthony.
He doesn't want to commit to us for some reason.
Yeah.
I love it. Shogun is going to be debuting with 2 episodes on February 27th. That is tomorrow. Make sure you make time for it, and make sure you tune into our review. It's going to be available on podcast feeds and YouTube, as is this very interview. So go check it out if you want to see all of our lovely faces. And again, like I said, make sure you follow us on socials, because we're going to have some great videos coming. Without further ado, please welcome Anna Sawai and Carlos Rosario to the Movie Podcast.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. It's so lovely to speak to you again. We really fought to get you back on the show.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. It wasn't easy.
No, that's good. That's good. That's a good thing.
It's good. You're very in demand, which makes us happy, because you're so damn good in everything that you do. So it's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Congratulations on Shogun. What an incredible show. You know, you go from Monarch to this. I it's just unreal. It's unreal. It's so surprising. I love it.
Thank you. I mean, it's a lot happening. And they're 2 different shows. So I'm really excited, though, to talk about Shogun with you guys. Yeah.
100%. So, no, right out of the gate, you know, how did Shogun come on your radar, and what really made you fall in love with Lady Mariko?
I think my manager mentioned that he was, you know, eyeing a project for me. And I was like, okay, they want to do another Japanese themed, you know, project. And I wasn't that excited in the beginning, to be honest. But then after talking to Justin Marks, our showrunner, I really had a good sense about it. It felt like he wanted to do it right. And in previous Western media portrayals, I never really felt seen. It always seemed like the Asian character that they wanted to see. But I knew this was going to be different. And so that's how I got into it.
It's amazing. And I think one of the things that, again, blew us away when we were watching the show is just how authentic it looks, how it feels like, again, like we are time traveling watching this show. It's so incredible just seeing the scale of it, and then just seeing your performance in it as well, too.
I'm glad that you feel that way. Thank you.
Of course.
Absolutely. And, you know, we love that so much of the show also is in Japanese. It just really makes that, like what Daniel mentioned, the authenticity of it. So, for yourself, what was the prep work like getting into this role? Was it physically demanding? Did you find it? Or was it just like, yeah, let's just step right in?
You guys, I had to do everything. I'm not even kidding. Like, everything you can think about, I had to relearn from just wearing a kimono and getting used to it, because it really constricts your movements. And then walking was totally different. You have to have your knees bent a little and stick your knees together at all times because they didn't wear underwear back in the day. Sitting down, standing up, how to even pick up a chopstick. And what else did we do? I mean, I can't even name everything. We did calligraphy in Hosokawa Garasha-san's writing because she's who inspired Mariko. Did horse riding, fell in love with the horses. Honestly, the best thing about Shogun for me might be the horses. And we did sword fighting. I use a tool called the naginata in it, which is a very long sword that women used to use because they would have more reach if they used something that was that long. But that's, yeah, that's kind of what we started with in Japan. And then once we were in Vancouver, we did a month of boot training, boot camp. And then shooting started and we were still training.
That's so cool.
But it must feel, it must be so immersive when you're walking on the sets of the show and you know, you have such a mix of practical and obviously with visual effects. But, you know, what was it like for you coming onto set and just feeling like you were, you know, stepping in a time machine and shooting hundreds of years ago?
It was truly amazing because in previous projects, I always used to do someone that I could kind of see myself in, whereas Mariko was a whole different thing. Like anytime I put on that kimono, I just felt different. I felt like Mariko. And when you show up on set, you can smell the tatami floors and everyone just had this different energy. So it really helped me kind of shape Mariko and become her instantly.
Definitely.
What is something that you are so excited for friends and family to kind of watch in Shogun, especially your performance?
Oh, I just, it's so different from anything that I've done that I don't even know what it is that I'm excited about. It's just like, it's Shogun. It's 1600 Japan. It's a totally new type of power in women that you see in Mariko. It's for me as a Japanese person, whenever my friends would say, oh, I'm going to watch it, or I watched something that you were in, I would always be like, okay, thank you, but I know they did this wrong. And I would kind of have to make an excuse. And with this project, I have no excuses. I can just proudly say you guys are going to love it. It's an amazing show. It's not a casual watch. That's the only thing. You do have to really sit yourself down and be, you know, ready to pay attention. But I'm just extremely proud of this show.
That's amazing. Yeah, we're definitely learning our Japanese from watching this show.
I will say, though,
seasons.
I will say it's periodic Japanese. So if you started speaking like how we're speaking in the show, people are going to think you're insane.
Okay.
That's what we're going for, though. That is what we're going
okay,
for.
Okay, good.
We're going for the really old Japanese look.
There we go.
Okay. Amazing. Perfect.
And really quickly before we wrap up, you know, you're going back to back with two massive shows. What's been the most fulfilling parts of the last year for you?
Oh, I mean, to be honest, the last year we had the strike, so, you know, I haven't been working as much, but having two big shows come out and, you know, just experiencing it, coming out and seeing the reactions and knowing that the crew are also very much excited because they poured their hearts into it as well. And, you know, we're like messaging each other because we can't see one another, but just having that feeling of, okay, like people are now really taking in what we did and enjoying it. You know, that's the best part, to see that like they like it, because we want to make something that speaks to people. So that has been the most amazing part of this all.
Definitely.
We love that.
We love
and
it.
And again, we're so grateful to have you back on the show. We can't wait to have you on again. You're going to be our third time guest for sure very soon. We're confident in that. But thank you so much. We love the show. We can't for people, more people to watch it as well.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank see you.
Anna. Take
thank
care.
You. See you again.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But you know, congratulations to you and the entire team on Shogun. We are from the very first episode, from those very first few moments, we are just completely blown away of the authenticity, the visuals, how just incredible everything looks in this series. And then on top of that, it's so good. It's such a good show.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we did a lot of research for this show, and from the first day to the last day. And you know, I mean, I think it was, for us, it was really all about being as authentic and as accurate as possible. I remember my first meetings with Justin Marx before getting the job. And I think the word that came back a gazillion million times was, let's just be authentic. So in order to do that, I mean, it was really all about doing as much research as possible. We dissected the paintings of that period. That was really the, you know, sort of, it was really all about going back to the roots of, you know, what was the most accurate source to study, and it was the paintings of that period. We saw a couple of pieces in certain museums in the world that were part of the Sengoku period, and so that was really an inspiration. And definitely, you know, we did research online and we bought books and all that, but really the paintings was really the most inspirational source for me. And then throughout this process, we were guided by, you know, sort of experts and historians and consultants that, you know, that sort of gave us some support in making sure that the costumes would be as accurate as possible. Yeah. So thank you for noticing that, because we really put a lot of work into every single detail. All the fabrics came from Japan, and, you know, we really put our hearts and soul into it.
You see it.
Yeah, you definitely see it. There's a lot of authenticity in how everything looks. So, thank you. Know, when you, no, of course, you're welcome. And for yourself, like, how did you become involved with Shogun? Like, what did you do when you got that call?
So, I mean, I was contacted by one of the lead producers, Ed McDonald, who I have worked with a long time ago. That was almost like 30 years ago, when I did my first job as an assistant designer on Three Kings. I don't know if you remember that movie. It was with
George.
A David O. Russell movie. And so we always stayed in touch, and we always tried to work together, and it never happened until Shogun. So, you know, that was just right after the pandemic ended, and he emailed me to ask me if I was interested in interviewing for it. So I read the script, and I started having meetings with Justin Marx and him. And, you know, initially I did about 125 boards, you know, mostly about, because I wasn't really familiar about this characters, and, you know, I wanted to know a little bit more about them before showing anything about, you know, what my vision would be about these characters. So I've mostly focused on the Sengoku period. Out of 125 boards, I reduced everything to 30 boards. And so that was part of my first interview. And so it went well. I had another interview. And then after that, you know, they gave me the job. So
that was amazing. What's a normal amount of boards that you would typically go into a project with?
Oh, we did so many. Well, I mean, these days, because there is, I mean, you know, it's really hard to get, I mean, who gets to design costumes like this, right?
Right.
This is unique. I mean, I've been in this industry for 30 years, and I've never done, and I've worked on big projects, but I've never done anything quite like this. This is unique. And the fact that the studio has put so much, you know, passion and support, you know, financial support and any kind of support to help us do the right job is really unique. So, you know, my intention was really to fight for it. And that's the reason why I did so much research before meeting them. I knew that I needed to be ready, because I knew everybody, would fight to get this job, right?
Yeah.
And so usually, I mean, you know, I don't know other designers how they do it, but for me, it was just more, it was after the pandemic. So, I mean, we've been 2 years doing nothing. I had to put my energy into something, you know, and I was like, I just, even if I don't get the job, I just fell in love with this period. And it was all about putting, you know, all my energy into it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it worked out. So that was great. And then we did so many boards throughout the project. It wasn't just that. I mean, you know, my walls were covered with boards for everything, you know, from the patterns of that period to the armors, everything.
I mean, based on what we've seen, we're really glad you got the job because it looks phenomenal.
Thank you.
Something that, you know, we don't typically see too often, but the amount of teaser posters that came out for Shogun as like you were getting closer to the release has been really exciting for us. And we were so excited getting to talk to you because those first set of posters were all close-ups of the costumes and the intricate designs of all that. So what was your first reaction seeing, you know, those posters coming out and seeing those first, that first footage from the series?
You know, that's a really good question because it really made me very happy. So I'm glad you asked me that. I'd be very happy because I feel like this is a project in which the characters were so specific that, you know, the costumes were telling the story of each one of those characters, you know, and it was important for me when I designed the costumes for each one of them to understand the emotional arc that they go through within those 10 episodes, understanding their very individual journey, right? So each one of those characters has their own concepts, their own color palette, their own storyline, you know? And it was really beautiful to see that actually that was the first you know, business card of this project that was shown into the world because, you know, really that's, you know, it's a costume driven, it's a character driven, it's a storyline driven type of project, you know? And I feel like, you know, the costumes are really in this show particularly are telling a lot about the characters, where they're at in the storyline, and also about this period, obviously, you know? So that was very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Yeah. And I think so much of, you know, in that time period, the clothing that people wear were indicative of their either position or their role or everything like that. So much of that has to speak to, you know, what's not being said in the show, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, we needed to understand this period as much as possible in order to understand the language of that clothing. And although, you know, the Japanese silhouettes for men and women of that period are, even if they are, you know, the characters are from different ranks, the silhouettes are pretty much the same for everybody. There is 3-4 different looks on one side and 3-4 different looks on the other side. But then it becomes very, very complicated when you, you know, depending on the rank and the location and the circumstances. And that was a little bit what was complicated about this show is that it wasn't like other TV shows where you create a wardrobe and then you pull the costume and you're like, okay, for this episode, you're going to be wearing this one. And then you recycle. For this one was very different because for every episode, it was a different circumstances, you know, the characters were going through something completely different. And that is what's complicated about the Japanese clothing of that period is that for everything, you needed to design something new. You needed to do the research. It was different fabrics. The dressing aspect of it was different, right? So we played with all those different details, whether it's, for example, the deerskin tabbies for the lords, you know, then you have the cotton who was very, you know, very expensive at that period. So I only am very unique. So I only gave like cotton tabbies to Lady Ochiba, the Daioin, the Yaechio and the Taiko, right? So things like that, or the layering, you know, for the noble ladies, the higher the rank, the more layers they have. Lady Ochiba has up to 5-6 layers. You know, Mariko has 3-4. And then you have all the other ladies that have about 1 or 2 when you go into the village. You know, so all, we needed to, same for the hakama pants, the pleats. You know, the higher the rank, the more pleats they have. You know, the peasants only have 1. The lords have 3 on each side. So we needed to understand all that to tell the story. That also tells the story. And it was a way for us to help the audience immerse themselves into this period.
Yeah, and you definitely, again, see that as well. And I'm so sorry for asking you this question, because it is probably the toughest question you'll be asked. But
I love that.
What is your what is your favorite costume of the ones that you have in the show?
Okay, yes, that is a hard question.
I know, see?
you know, it's really hard because all of them are a little bit like my baby. So I know the story. Every time I see one, I'm like, and it's not necessarily the most complicated one that is the one that is the closest to my heart, because sometimes something very simple, like, for example, the first corsote that Blackthorn is wearing, we had to dye that fabric. It came like, it was very raw fabric. It came in a light beige color. We dyed it in probably 35 different colors to get to that
deep
color, you know? So people don't understand that, you know, how intricate those costumes are and how much work there is behind it. But I would say that I love the Jimbaori that Toranaga wears with all the peacock feathers, because those were like hundreds of peacock feathers. We had to stitch by hand, and we started that piece like weeks and weeks before he wore it. You know, the last Jimbaori that he wears also with, you know, all this like hand cut, you know, sort of leather pieces and wood pieces. Mm-hmm. You know, that was really also a lot of work. Or Lady Ochiba's outfits, all of them are beautiful. They have so much embroidery and so much work and passion went into it that, you know, I mean, but even like Muraji also, like all his costumes, you know, all the stitchings, the sashiko, all that was,
yeah,
you know, the stitches were made by hand. So that was also a lot of work. So, I mean, listen, I love all of them.
Fair. Good answer.
That's
good answer.
Fair. Carlos, we are so grateful for your time. Again, the work that you Thank put you. Into this series, and you and the team and everyone, is nothing short of incredible. And again, it's amazing work. So we're congratulations to you. We hope we get to talk to you again, and we cannot wait for everybody to watch Shogun.
That would be beautiful. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.